Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 12th of January. On Friday, the US Department of Justice launched a criminal investigation into the US Federal Reserve and Fed Chair Powell. Powell has very explicitly stated that they believe the investigation to be because the Fed has not cut interest rates in the way that US President Trump wishes. The bond and currency markets would seem to be siding with the Fed chair's perspective, with the dollar and treasuries initially weaker. However, if this is an attempt to weaken the independence of the Fed, it may backfire on the administration. One could hypothesize that Powell is less likely to stand down as a governor of the Federal Reserve, given the publicly defiant stance that is being taken over this criminal investigation. Trump does not appoint the next Fed chair, merely nominates the next Fed chair, who must either be a current governor or fill a vacant gubernatorial seat. The Senate has to confirm the next Fed chair, and that may become more difficult if this is perceived as an overt assault on Fed independence. Already, one key Republican senator has said that they will not support any new Fed appointments while this investigation is ongoing, while criticising administration officials for attacking Fed independence. Taking perhaps a more extreme view, if there is a finely balanced interest rate decision in the future, overt attacks on Fed independence might tilt the FOMC members towards a demonstration of hawkish defiance. Indeed, given market reactions, that might be the safer response from a bond market perspective. The necessity of underscoring independence may become a factor in interest rate setting from both an institutional and a market consequence perspective. So, while markets are likely to be concerned by these legal developments, there are good reasons to price in some support for strengthening independent policy. There are several Fed speakers on the schedule today, and in these circumstances, market interest in their remarks is inevitably going to be heightened. However, the release of the December consumer price inflation data tomorrow is likely to be the political focus, as the US administration seems to be prioritizing the affordability crisis. Technical factors will push up the inflation numbers this time. What is important is that the inflation experience of the population will not really have changed. That is to say, inflation experienced in the real world did not decline in the way that was reported last month. By calling for interest rate cuts, the administration will find it very difficult to simultaneously blame the Fed for higher prices, and opinion polls suggest that the narrative of tariffs as a driver of inflation has become very established, especially amongst Democrat and independent voters. In Japan, there are widespread media reports that the new Prime Minister, Takaichi, will call a snap election. This speculation is based off of the Prime Minister's relatively high approval rating and the expectation that the ruling coalition would seek to capitalise on this at a time when support for the main parties themselves is relatively unchanged. An election is unlikely to produce a significant shift in terms of policy. There's been a bit more focus on fiscal stability from Takaichi, but there would perhaps be more certainty about the current policy path if the government increased its control over the lower house of the Diet. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.